know of any right off.
Walk, maybe, would you use there?
You might. I would sort of think if you take them for a walk, then they would be walking on
then
their own.
Then they would be doing the walking, okay. Mm-hmm. Wheel the baby?
No.
Hear that?
No. Okay. Well,
you've heard it probably, but yeah, okay. Then your own children, you'd say those are your sons and your
daughters.
Okay. Or another way, your boys and.
Boys and girls.
Okay.
Children.
Okay. And then if a woman gets pregnant, or if a woman, I said it, if a woman's going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Okay. And then other words for that, slang terms or ways to get around it?
She's knocked up, or she's with child, or she's got one in the oven.
Okay. Do you ever hear an old fashioned people say things like she broke her leg? She's got a broken leg. You ever hear that?
No, I mean that's an old fashioned way of saying she's pregnant.
Yeah. Never heard that. Okay. You're just about 10 years too young to get that one. Let me see. And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for would be a
midwife.
Okay. You ever hear that called anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. And if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy what?
The boy resembles his father.
Okay. What about if they have the same mannerisms? You know, they act the same and so on. What would you say?
I don't know. I'd just probably say the boy, he acts just like his father.
Okay. Takes after, maybe?
Takes after his father, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. And if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, all the way until they're grown up, you'd say she has what, three children?
She, I think she has raised three children.
Okay.
I might say she's reared three, but I think I'd probably say she's raised
more likely
three.
To say raised. Okay. And then you'd say if one of your boys is, let's say you had, I don't even know, do you have any kids? You told
yeah, I
me
got
yesterday.
Those are my two right there.
Okay. So if one is 5 inches taller this year than last year, you would say that he what?
He grew 5 inches.
Okay. And so you'd say you certainly have
grown.
Okay. And a child that's born to an unmarried woman is a what?
A bastard.
Okay. You ever hear other?
Illegitimate.
Okay. And your brother's son is called your?
Nephew.
Okay. Let me see. And then all the people that are related to you, they're called your?
Relatives.
Relatives. You ever use kin there?
Yeah, I might use that. I'd probably use relatives, though.
Okay, more likely relatives than kin, huh? Somebody who brings bad luck.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, there's an old slang term, jinx.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever hear the phrase, wishes bad luck on somebody else, do you ever hear a phrase for that, to describe that?
Can't think of it.
Maybe lay a hex on?
Yeah.
You've heard that?
Or put a hex on.
Put a hex on?
Mm-hmm.
Which would be more likely, put or lay there?
Put.
Put. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me see. And then a common name for a girl beginning with M.
A common name? Mary.
Okay. And if you had a little boy named William, you'd give him maybe a nickname?
Billy.
Okay. And then, let me see, the two rivers in Charleston, there's the Ashley and the, what?
I don't know what the other one is.
Yeah, there's a bridge there. Okay.
In Charleston?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with it, I'm sorry.
Okay, then another way of asking the same thing. The name of the guy who wrote the Leatherstocking novels, it was James Fenimore.